on Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And good morning, everyone. 10 past 10 with Sean Cosgrove and a great day of racing today at Gosford. Steve Scollard is there. He'll tell us what's happening. Morning, Steve.
G'day, Sean. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. What's it like in Gosford today?
Oh, mate, it's a beautiful day. Look, they are predicting it's going to get a little bit warm, but currently it's not that bad. Just, you know, just a normal summer's morning.
But, perfect day as ordered by Steve.
Oh, mate, I don't know about that, but yeah. But no, look, it's all right at the moment. They are predicting it to get to about 37 degrees. If it gets there, I'm not sure. As I said, it's not too hot at the moment. The track's now, come up pretty good. Good fall. We got 26 mil of rain on Friday night when them storms come through. I know they hit Sydney pretty severe, and they got up here in the coast too. Mate, really, and that bit of rain was absolutely perfect. You know, probably what I would have put on over the weekend anyway. Well, you know, so mate, just saved me a job.
It does. And you know what? You can put rain or water out of a bore or whatever on, and I don't know, it just doesn't seem to do the same as rain, does it?
It does nothing, mate. As I said, you can get one-third the amount of rain of what you put on irrigation, and you just get twice the result. So, yeah, mate, I'll take an inch of rain every time they want to offer it to me, so I will.
All right. Good on you. So where's the rail today, Steve?
Mate, the rail's at 3 metres. We'd raced in the true position the last two meetings. As I said, this sort of meeting was the meeting we transferred from Horsbury. It's meant to be actually a Horsbury meeting, but Horsbury we transferred. So the rail's at three metres, and it'll stay there because we got trials on Friday as well. So it'll be trialling at 3 metres as well. And then we race Saturday week, which is, you know, one of our rare Saturday meetings. It'll go back in the true then.
All right, terrific. So all in all today, fine, good for the rail out three. You got a good day in store. A bit warm, but otherwise perfect.
Ah, mate, no worries, mate. I've got that tough Aussie skin, mate. It doesn't worry me a bit of sunshine.
You're just a tough man, Steve, and that's one of the things we admire about you.
I wouldn't go that far.
One who started talking rubbish. I thought I'd just follow up and keep going.
I've been told I talk pretty good rubbish.
No, good on you, Steve. Have a great day.
Bye, mate.
Steve Scollard at Gosford. Gary Harley joins us now. Morning, Gary.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. There's a lot of scratching for running through three or four odds on favourites again today here, but most of those good price favourites are horses that are certainly going to go into town, at least on a Wednesday and most probably on a Saturday, and win races. There's a lot of quality about the meeting, even though it's been robbed of a number of scratchings.
Right, now let's look at the first three, Tabla Condorieu Maiden. Now one is out, number two Vendome, $3.70, three JT, $7. Four Kylisa, $1.75, five Ciro and $9.50, six Lightning Alley, $13, seven Unimpeded, $13, eight and nine out. Favourite, $1.75, four Kylisa.
Can't go past him, it's a good thing. He's only had the one run. She is a very smart filly, this Suarez filly. Her trial form was outstanding before she debuted at Warwick Farm on January 28, ran into a heavy nine, and she ran into a smart horse in Lashes. And they went hammer and tong all the way down the straight, head to head, and Lashes got the verdict in the end by just under half a length. Back on a better track today, a much firmer track than that heavy nine. It'll run up to its trial form, I'm sure. It's in those colours of Jamie Walter, proven thoroughbred. I think it'll get the money if punters want to take the short price. Should kick them off to a winner in race one. Number two, Vendome, for the Hawks family. Thought it was a nice trial recently. Colding won the trial. There's a wrap on it. Another one of Chris Waller's. This horse got beat 2.5 in the trial. Pushed along the last 200, but he went okay. Won a trial and beat a smart horse in a trial at Rose Hill back in September. And it did run third at Canterbury. Its last run in August behind Wagner. It'll run a place for third. Number five, Sir Owen, is back. He has been placed in town. He's a horse that should run a place in this very small field for the snow. And number three, JT's the first starter for Gerald. 4, 2, 5, and 3.
Righto, we go to the second event. Now one, Vetter, $1.80. Two, Kanavu, $10. Three, Broken Arrow, $7.50. Four out, five, Temple Run, $2.90. 6, Yulanji is the late scratching. Number 7, Light of Fire, 14. 8, My Certain, 14. And 9, Single and 10, 41. Favoured, $1.80. Number 1, Vedder.
He's a bet of the day. He was $2.40 when I did my original tips for everyone a couple of days back. But he's into $1.80 now. He's a very, very smart horse. And we've got a lot of people we know well in the ownership. Tanya Thomas, Sky Sports Radio, and her husband Ray are part owners. All the Hawks family, Jenny, Claire, and other, Shani Berry, Tommy's wife, is a part owner. I understand that there was a bit of a mix-up with the riders here, and Tommy's not riding it today. Sam Clifton is. Tommy has been booked for the horse he's riding, the David Fife and Broken Arrows, before it was decided, I believe, to run better here today. Sam Clifford has picked up the Plum Ride. He's already ridden one winner since he come back. This should be two. He's got a ton of speed, this horse. John Hawks and the family selected him at the healing sale. Stewie Ramsey bred him up there at Taronga. He's a five-star witness. But before he won here at Gosford in November, he run a very close second at Warwick Farm. He's only had the two runs. And he's a jumping runner, which he got a ton of speed. Good barrier. Bit of the day for me. Temple Run was a good thing, beating it wild, but it was his own fault. If it didn't hang on the home turn, it wins by half a length. In the end, it gets beat a head or a half head. It is the main threat and the only threat in the race. Number 3, Broken Arrows. Bit greenier the other day, but it got the money. That's the one Tommy's riding. Survived the protest. It should run a place. I don't think it can beat the other one or the other two. And number 2, Kennevu, Chris Lees. I remember it win the race at Newcastle on debut back in August. And it won well there by Dream Ahead out of a mare called Sri Lanka. Bobby Johnson had her at Newcastle, I think. And she was bred by John Cockcroft's wife, who has since passed away. And, of course, the Cobcross, very, very well-known in New South Wales racing. 1, 5, 3, and 2.
All right. Now, the third today, and this is out of the 1600, 1 Chocolatier, 250, 2 Dependable, 950, 3 Love Waves, 14, 4 Classic Princess, 420. Number 5 is Snapchat Girl, $9, 6 Bullet Sun, 19, 7 Moana Marie, 330, and 8 Magic Woo, 15, favourite 250, 1 Chocolatier.
I like Moana Marie to beat the favourite. He's had the 4 runs, 2 wins, 1 at Coffs Harbour, and a last win at Tamworth was very good. 3 wide, no cover on January 24. Improved near the home turn, and Gibbo got to work on her in the straight. She got up on the post at the end of 1400. A mile around Gosford will suit her a lot better. She's drawn well over Dulla Riser. She won't be that far off the lead, and I think she is certainly the one to beat. Second pick of the race, Chocolatier. Gay and Adrian, Tim Clark riding. It run third on the Beaumont the other day. Travis Wolfram rode it on the Sandy beating, Australia Day. Outside the leader to the turn, Travis dropped his whip at the 100. And tell you what, it was gone to Gowrie, his horse, but he fought on well, and he's only beaten about 2 lengths in the end. Kembler win a last start. He's been well tried. He went up $4 and there's no scratching. You said he's favourite now, so they've put plenty on the dynamic horse. Number 4, Classic Princess, goes well on the Central Coast track. Gets back and runs on well. Another nice ride for Clipperton. And number 5, Snapchat Girl. It'll get back and run on for Gerald Ryan. 7-1, 4-5.
And if Moana Marie wins, I reckon you'll step straight up to the mic and you'll go,
Cheryl Moana.
And you won't do it as well. You won't do it as well as John Rolls.
Sung by the New Zealander John Rolls.
Outstanding
voice, and that song goes back into my childhood.
It was 1970. I think it might be in your teens.
No, I was a bit older. Great song, and the horse
it was
living up to the name.
That's terrific. Now, the fourth, number one, Caldera, 151. Two, Arraign, 26. Three, Brilliant Mind, 150. Four out. Five, Eugenio, $10. Six and seven out. Eight, Callaway Dancer, 26. Nine, Kaya Sabaki is 480. 10, Molten Rock, $4. So the favourite, 153, Brilliant Mind.
Be $1.10 if it repeated its run of in May when Gem Song beat it off a length at Rose Hill and Miss Invincible run second. In its two-year-old days, that was way back, but she's $1.50. She should be too good for these. Another good ride for Timmy Clark, Barrier 1, Gary Moore, Go Forward Horse. Went to the Magic Millions, got beat about six up there by terminology. Come back to Canterbury the other day, only got beat a length and a half. Showed good speed. Third run back, very fit now. So you think, Gelding, I think he'd be too good for this field. Not a very strong lot by any means. Number 10, Molten Rock, went really good at Newcastle the other day. He was in it for the last 30 metres or so. A Guri horse with Mark Newman. A Newnham, Tommy Berry's ride. Now he had the one run. I reckon he'll run well. Number 9, Kayu Sabaki. That'll do. Gerald's got it. It ran third the other day. And number 5, Eugenio. 3, 10, 9 and 5.
Righto, race 5 over the 1100. 1 Street Rogue, 13. 2 out. Number 3, Pindus, 260. 4, Prince George is a late scratching. 5, Lady of Cos, $9. 6, Alison of Tuffy, $3.30. 7, Angiolini, $41. 8 out. 9, Final Wave, $51. 10, Now or Never, $2.70. Our favourite, Narrowly. 3, Pindus at $2.60. Just ahead of 10, Now or Never, $2.70.
Yeah, I'm going to tip Now or Never to beat the favourite. An All-American filly, Gary Portelli's bred up at Arrowfield. Got a lot of owners in the horse. Look, it runs towards a satin slipper, beat two lengths in the gym crack, this horse. Had another couple of runs, got beat 3 to Whiskey Shooter at Canterbury. Went to Kembla. Looks like it disappointed there. Went to Warwick Farm, run 6 to the Enzo, beat 2. What caught the eye, Sean, was a recent trial at Warwick Farm. Jumped well for Tim Clark. He's riding it today. Got caught wide. 4 wide, no cover at the 400. Just cruised up to it for straight. Gee, it was a lovely trial. I reckon it can win right down the bottom, now or never. Pindus is very honest, but doesn't know how to win. What's its record? Let's have a look at how many placings here. 5 placings from 8 starts in the Godolphin colours. Run 30 the other day at a Lifetime Quest. Cool Guardy, but it did get beat 3 lengths after leading. Only limited, pretty short. I thought Now or Never would be favourite. Anyway, it's second pick this. Number 6, Alison and Tuffy. These back to last in the trial and not allowed to do anything at all. Just ran on nicely down the outside. Third pick. And number 4, sorry, it's out. Number 5, Lady of Cos. 10, 3, 6 and 5.
Yeah, Timmy Clark would have been at the physio getting cramp fixed up after holding that horse in the trial, wouldn't he? Now or Never.
Yeah, good trial, wasn't it?
Oh, it was a beauty. And the one who beat a Bubbles and Troubles, it goes all right too.
Goes good, yep. It'll
right,
be hard
race 6, 1100, 1 on the take, 320, 2 out. 3, Queen of Blaze, 480, 4, Wimbla, 290, 5, Everly is $8. Number 6, Chiang Mai Express, 12, 7, Oh My Mimi, 958, Danzibar Dancer, 71, 9, I Stole Your Love, 18, and 10, Tartufo Bianco, 17. Favourite, 290, 4, Wimbla.
I like it, Wimbla. A nice trial at Randwick behind Take Emoji the other day. Only could beat less than half a length. Beat Kosciuszko by 5 lengths in a trial at Randwick. 2 trials back. Kosciuszko went to Newcastle and won easy. The horse that ran third Regal Stage will be 2s on in a race here today, later. That's Lincoln Ruby's brother or sister. I'll have to check. I'm not sure. Having its first start. So this horse has got a ton of talent. He won a race here at Gosford back in July. And he's a Sebring filly trained by Gay and Adrian. I think she'll get the money. As I said, Tim Clark with a great book. Got a good barrier. Number 1 on the take's got a terrific chance. Its biggest issue is it loves to get back and run on. But I think it was close up in the wind. It was a 2-year-old. Wasn't far away in the Bailu. Third at Warwick Farm to Asano one day. But it does get back. Recent trial was very good. Number three, Queen of Blaze. Trialled okay, won the trial. Hit the line hard after Abdullah revved it up. And number five, Everly. Nice win. Last start, an improving horse. 4-1, 3-5.
On to race seven. Now, One Regal Stage, $1.75. 2 and 3 out. 4, Kazanay is $4.20. 5 and 6 out. 7-1 More Jewel, 15. 8, She's So Savvy, $4.20. 9, First Pirouette, 51. 10 out. 11, Manhattan Marvel, $8. Favourite, $1.75. One Regal Stage.
Only 6 runners with a scratching. This looks a certainty, Regal Stage. This is the brother, the Lankan Ruby. He's still an entire 4-year-old. He's obviously had issues. He's never started. But he was outstanding in a recent trial at Randwick. He got back last at the 200, field of 7. Timmy Clark got into the outside, and he just cruised up. Gee, it was a good trial. Really good trial. His trials before that were very, very good. 1/3 to Wimlar one day, not allowed to do much. 6 runners, not a lot of depth. Looks a good thing in the
quarter. He had a year off there at one stage, Gaz, too.
What's that, mate?
He had a year off there at one stage. He trialled November 17.
There he is. 4-year-old, never had a run. Obviously been problems. Yeah. I'd stand him out in the quaddy. That's what I've done, but the odds on. Second pick, number 8, She's So Savvy. First start of a John Sargent, which trial good. Number 4, Kanzanay. Didn't do much first up to James Cummings, but can do better than that in this field. And number 11, Manhattan Marvel. 1 looks a good thing to beat 8, 4, 11.
All right. Interesting. He's got a nice look at the trials. He's got no tape on him or anything. So, well, hopefully he's sound. They've got everything right with him, which will be good because he's beautifully bred, isn't he?
Half as good as his brother be all right. What do you win at TJ Smith at Newmarket? On a stacker group once.
Yep. He went all right. Now, the 8th, 1 Emperor Harada, $13. 2 Spencer, $4.80. 3 out. 4 Mighty Marmalade, $4.20. 5 The Iron Maiden, $31. 6 Elanara, $9. 7 Little Bandito, $2.50. Number 8 Radical Impact, $6.50. 9 Heavenly Thunder, $11. Favourite, $2.50. 7 Little Bandito.
He's short. He broke down once, this horse, Little Bandito. I haven't tipped him because he's had that many issues. I've got him in the second, but he started his career a couple of years back with Matty Dale. He won a couple of races by huge spaces, and he broke down. He was out for a long time, and he went to Alan Denham. Alan gave him a few runs, and then he's moved on now to Joe Pryor. He ran second the other day. It was a gutsy run. But I like Mighty Marmalade. The biggest problem with Mighty Marmalade, it misses a kick. And around Gosford, you don't want to be doing that. However, the mare's got a ton of talent. And she's rocketed home the last 2 at Wyong to run second. Her 2 runs this time in pretty good racing. I think she'll run very well. She ran well the only day she ran at Gosford, way back in August. She's at reasonable odds here. And Jason Collard will ride her. I like her on top. I put Il Bandito on, in for second on the strength of that last run. And he's the only horse in the race chain with the speed to lead. Sean, should I say. He'll go quick and lead. Number 8, Radical Impact, got no weight today, could run a place. He's hard to catch, but he's no harder to catch than my 4th tip, Spencer. He's had a few convictions, but what is he, about 480? He could run a top 4. 4, 7, 8, and 2, probably the most open race of the day, I reckon, even though the favourite's 250.
All right, a few shorties here. They look like good things. Would it be a case of multiing up today?
I've got to stick with the one I put out a couple of days back in the race number 2. Better is the best bet. He might be a little bit better because Temple Run's not a bad horse. He might get back to $2, but, you know, there's a number of odds on shots, but he'd be the one that I'd be concentrating on better. But a lot of people like to take a multi. I'll definitely put the first one in. Kylie into Vetter and into the one of Gay and Adrian's
Regal,
second last.
Regal stage,
yeah.
All right, good on you, Gary. We'll stay cool there today, mate. Look after yourself and we'll look forward to the late mail throughout the day.
Going to be one of the hottest days of the summer on the coast. I know at Newcastle it's going to creep up towards 38, 40, so Gosford's probably not going to be much different.
Yeah. No, well, you take care and we'll hear you through the day.
Yeah, people go after us at Gosford with the addition box.
Good on you, mate. Talk to you soon. Gary Harley, 10:30 Sky Sports Radio.